Originally an American tradition, Black Friday is now considered one of the biggest shopping days of the Christmas season, even in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. To this effect, Network Administrator at the Information and Technology Services Division, Tarek Lewis, is urging Vincentians to be vigilant of cybercriminals and the various ways they attempt to access and use personal information.
As we know, Black Friday now is a time where everyone's looking to get some deals. And so you might be getting a lot of notifications, a lot of email. That kind of opens the doorway to another type of attack we call phishing, which is where essentially persons will reach you out via emails or text messages, whatever medium, and with the purpose of basically gaining information or even sometimes gaining access to your system. You get a text message on your phone and it says, check us out today, you know, what have you, and maybe there's a link. And of course, you want to get in on the deals, so you click on the link and it takes you to a website, doesn't seem like anything much. You try to click on something, it doesn't work, and you figure maybe it's just broken. But unknowingly, you could have very well provided some nefarious hackers or whatnot with information, with a gateway into your phone or into your computer, that type of thing. And so it's important to be aware of the links you click on, the emails that you receive. Another thing you can do is pay close attention to the address that you are receiving emails from. You can take a look, and I think pretty quickly you can notice if they are legitimate or not.
Network Administrator at the Information and Technology Services Division, Tarek Lewis. And Network Administrator at the Information and Technology Services Division, Merwin Sanjak, urges online shoppers to use secure payment methods.
The credit card will give you some sort of security as well, that if you make a purchase and it's a fraudulent purchase, you could actually cancel that and the bank would handle that, right? But if you're not so fortunate to have a credit card and you're using a debit card, if it's fraudulent, you basically out of luck, right? You lost that sum of money. But what you could do, if you have the means, you could probably create a separate bank account and use that for your online purchases, and you only put the amount of money you need to buy that item in that account. So in the event that push come to shove, you're not perfect and you got hit with an attack, you do not lose, you know, all of your money, or you put yourself open in a situation where now they have your card number and they could make other purchases.
Jack further encourages persons to educate themselves about the various cybersecurity threats and how to protect themselves online.
Right now, we're in a digital age. Everyone has some sort of smart device that gives them access to the internet. So instead of using it to just be on TikTok all day or any social media site, you could probably do some research, something simple, such as like, what are some cyber attacks that are prevalent now? Do a little research for entertainment purposes, and you might be surprised at the amount of information you find and how interested it is and what you can learn and share with other people. And that's the most important thing. This information is not hidden from anybody. It's right there. But again, you being an avid user of this technology, you should at least be mindful of what are all the negatives that comes along with it. Educating yourself, that way you can educate like your parents or your kids, you know what I mean? Like people who might be more susceptible, people who might be willing to read, you know, that not targeting anybody, but you know, the older demographic, they tend to, you know, don't want to fight up. So any little thing, they'll take it at face value. They don't try and look past it.
Network Administrator at the Information and Technology Services Division, Merwin Sanjak. I am Gaylon Brown with today's special report.